Chapter 10, Strategies to Cashing Out. Once you start building your portfolio of properties, a lot of things will begin to change. Obviously, your income will increase, the value of your properties will increase, and new opportunities will start to present themselves to you. After the first few successful deals, you will have built valuable credibility upon yourself. The first few lenders will have been paid back, and they will likely be eager to do additional deals with you. They will also begin to tell others about their experience, and then other people will begin to ask you if you have any deals that need funding. Your peers and fellow real estate investors will begin to recognize that you're doing well and that you have funding available, which will result in them bringing you more deals. The entire system you've created will start to get easier and easier. The one thing you can't forget is that you must continue to stay active. You must continue to network, attend networking events, attend RIAs, and other related functions. You cannot ever forget to be consistent and persistent. This is one of the most important things to your continued success. You will begin to work smarter instead of harder, which will allow you to start working on higher level real estate deals, and those real estate deals will once again require additional funding. At this point, you can start leveraging the portfolio that you've already created. Properties that you bought a few years earlier will have appreciated, and that equity can be tapped into just like you learned earlier in the chapters of this audiobook. Banks will be willing and begging you to lend money to give you working lines of credit based on your assets and additional income the portfolio generates. This is the natural cycle of business. Once you start to leverage your equity, you will have access to less expensive money. Money that can be used for different types of projects. Money that you may not have had access to early on. One of the smartest things we have done is to loan our money out to investors. Becoming the bank, in my opinion, is the ultimate goal. You have all the knowledge on how to underwrite the deals now, how to protect yourself, how to secure your loans, and how to manage a real estate project and have all of the experience that you will need to see the entire process through. The best way to learn is to do. You have done exactly that, so now it's the time to shift into high gear. Some of you will continue to do flips and build your rental portfolios. Some of you will use your resources to become the bank, and some of you will go on to be developers. There is no right or wrong path. There is only the path that you choose. About 8 years ago, I had an idea to take on a townhouse project in an amazing ski town called Ellicottville. This project included buying vacant land, resurveying the land into 9 parcels, which would hold 2 townhouses each, installing the infrastructure needed to do the development, and then to develop 3 phases of townhouses. This was a big project for me. I asked a few investors that I had met and a few investors that I had got comfortable with that they'd like to do the opportunity with me. They all happily agreed. The biggest hurdle in the project was the large sum of money we needed in order to pay for all the early construction expenses. In a project like this, it's not easy to get the bank funding for the initial soft costs. This is where leverage was my best friend. I had several properties that had appreciated significantly over the years. I began the process of refinancing those properties, and that provided the necessary funding to get phase one off the ground. With a lot of help from my partners, we were able to complete and sell out phase one. And today, we are well on our way to completing phase two. Once we got that first unit built, we took that deal to the local community bank, the same way I told you to do it, and they gave us a sizable construction loan, and that has been the main funding source for that project ever since. This project was one that I would have never, ever been able to do if I did not learn the following and the exact things that I've been talking about in this audiobook. This townhouse project is one of the many projects we have done over the years, and I can certainly say that my wife and I have more money available to us than we can even find deals for. On a weekly basis, we have investors asking if we have any deals that they can fund or joint venture in. And I'm not saying this to brag. I simply want you to understand what the possibilities are. Just to put things into perspective, my wife and I started going full force into real estate 5 short years ago in 2014. It did not take us decades to build up to this level. And if you work hard and you hustle, you can do the exact same thing. As I mentioned earlier, I did not come from money. I grew up in a lower middle class family with only enough money to make ends meet. I have struggled. I have almost gone bankrupt twice. I have had to sell things just to get to the next month. But there is never, and there never has been a moment when I regret any of it. Today, we have a rental portfolio that generates just under $1 million in gross revenue. We have a wholesale business that generates six-digit income. We still flip houses, and most importantly, we love our lifestyle. This is all because of the principles in this audiobook. If you can get good at money, the rest will fall in place. If you don't get good at money, the rest will happen, but it will be a struggle for you. I have seen so many real estate gurus show off their fancy lifestyles, their cars, their houses, their trips, and they make it all look so easy. If you look deeper into their lives, most of them are all smoke and mirrors. I always suggest reading the book, The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas J. Stanley. You will get a better grasp of who has money. Then, what you should do is take notes and realize those are the people that you should start talking to about your deals. Don't buy into the hype that you see on social media. This business is not easy, but this business will change your life. That much I can promise you. Start with money because that is the source. It always has been and it always will be. If you implement these steps in this audiobook and you do it consistently and persistently, I can promise you a few things will happen. You will find people to talk to about funding your deals. You will be able to achieve far more than you've ever imagined possible because you will understand how money works. This will impact your life. I am certain that many people will apply this knowledge and they will get massive results. But I also realize many people will read this audiobook, do nothing, and continue to wonder why money is so hard to find. Thomas Edison said this, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and it looks like work." Please keep this audiobook close by. Tell people about it. Have people buy their own copy and refer other people to check it out. Remember, if you give, you get. When you raise your first million by using the strategies and the principles that I have taught you, I want you to contact me and let's chat about what's next.